It's a really faceted, multifactorial healing process, right? But you can't just do the physical things and ignore the mindset and the emotional and the spiritual healing as well, right? And that's what I see a lot of people doing.
Hi, and welcome to the Endo Babe podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Bree. I'm an ultrasound tech, turned endometriosis coach, positivity and self-love advocate, a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am a proud dog mom. And I'm on a mission to help you live more positively with endometriosis and be happy in your body. On the EndoBabe podcast, we're going to dive deep into all things endometriosis, mindset, self-love, health, and so much more. This is a badass podcast for badass endobabes, and I want you to leave this podcast feeling inspired and empowered on your own health journey with more confidence and the belief that you too can have more good days than bad. Are you with me, babes? See you in the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the EndoBabe podcast. I'm so excited to share today's episode with you. I wanted to chat with you guys about the biggest mistake that I see a lot of women making when they're trying to heal their endometriosis, right? Because a lot of the times we can be doing all of the things right and still not feel like we're moving forward or making any progress, right? And so I see this a lot just in the community and even with my clients, right? Is that they're not leaning into and really envisioning that woman that they actually want to be outside of the woman that has endometriosis. Right? And so what I mean by that is that there's a weird thing that happens when we're in constant pain, this persistent pain. It almost becomes our identity, right? Like, I'm a person that has endometriosis, I have pain all of the time, that's just who I am, you know, especially when we're in pain 24/7. And we can get to this point where it just becomes part of who we are, and we can think that there's no hope for us to get out, right? And this was like a pivotal moment in my healing journey as well, right? Is really taking a step back and realizing that I didn't really like where I was in my life, and I had to take a good hard look at the choices I was making and the decisions I was and the things I was doing and all of these parts of healing, right? And I really had to envision, who would I actually want to be if I didn't like this person that I was becoming right now and I didn't like how my life was being laid out? How did I even want that to be? How did I want it to look? What kind of woman did I want to be, right? And when you can actually lean into that vision of who you want to be in the face of endometriosis, what's your life going to look like when your pain is managed, right? When you have more good days than bad, when you still have some pain, but it doesn't consume you, what's your life going to look like? What kind of things are you going to be able to do? What does a happy life even look like for you, right? You can really start to just get curious about that person that you actually want to become, and then you can lean into her, right? And when you lean into your human design, your unique energetic design that shows you how you're supposed to show up in the world and how to move through this world with the least amount of resistance, you're halfway there, right? And so for me, I took a good hard look at the life that I had and the choices I was making and the person I was becoming and how much pain I was in 24/7, you know, and I had to get really brutally honest with myself and be like, okay, well, if I don't like where I am right now, who do I want to be? Who do I have to be to do the things that I need to do to have the life that I need to have, right? And that first step, combined with understanding and learning my human design, really helps remove that resistance and helps get you there that much faster, right? To having that life that you want to have. Because yes, the physical things are always important, like the surgery, sometimes the medications, the diet, they all have their place in healing, but half of the healing is mindset and emotions and spirit, right? Because you're not just a physical body. And I'm sure a lot of you know all too well, you can get sucked into this really dark place with endometriosis when you're in constant pain all of the time, and you feel like there's no hope, right? And so really learning how to heal your mindset, your emotions, your spirit, right? That's half of healing along with the physical things, right? And I'm not saying that one thing is better than another. It takes all of it. It's a huge puzzle piece, and it's a really faceted, multifactorial healing process, right? But you can't just do the physical things and ignore the mindset and the emotional and the spiritual healing as well, right? And that's what I see a lot of people doing, is just focusing on the diet or just having the surgery and just doing Lupron or medication or whatever, and then hoping to be all fixed and better. But there's all of this like deeper healing that needs to take place along with those physical things, right? Because again, you're not just a flesh suit physical body. You are a spiritual being, and our emotions and our mindset and our soul, like all of those also need healing. I would say that the biggest mistake that I see women making when they're trying to heal their endo is really not leaning into those, the mindset, the emotions, the energetics, the spiritual aspect of being a human and living with a chronic illness, right? And part of that is envisioning the person that you actually want to be so you can show up and do the things you need to do to have the life you want to have, right? It all kind of ties into itself, really being able to envision that person that you want to be so you could show up for yourself every day, even when it's fucking hard. Even when you have pain or you didn't sleep well the night before or life wasn't perfect, right? When you can still show up for yourself, even when it's hard, and lean into that person that you want to become and lean into your human design, it makes doing the mindset work to not feel like a burden, to feel worthy again, and to feel confident and empowered and ambitious like you want to be. It makes it that much easier, right? Because you are a confident, empowered, ambitious person with endometriosis that can experience extreme pain and immense pleasure at the same time, right? Nothing in this world is black and white. And I think something that's happening in our society is a lot of binary thinking. It's this or that thinking, when the reality is there's so much gray that goes into everything, right? And something that's all one thing and all, or none of the other thing, right? Like all white, no black, without the gray, usually isn't a good thing, right? And it is possible to experience that extreme pain that we all know too well, and also experience immense pleasure and joy at the same time. It's fucking possible, right? And when you learn to address the mindset, the emotions, and the energetics of living well with a chronic illness, you can have that. Because you're more than your fucking pain. You're more than your illness. You're a human being, a soul in a human body. Like, you are a ball of energy who's designed to be more than your pain. One of the quotes that I loved a couple episodes ago, one of my clients, Stacy, came on the podcast with me, and she said that you're a literal cosmos in a human flesh suit. And it's so true, right? And I know it can seem really fucking hard and challenging, especially in the beginning. Any kind of change is hard in the beginning, right? And it's really easy to focus on the physical things, because when you're in a really low place, we automatically go into the doing. We just want to do, because we think it's going to help move us forward. But when you're doing from a place of scarcity and fear and lack, right, it just co-creates more of that stuff in your life, right? And so that's why healing your mindset and your emotions and your energetics is all so important, because when you can shift to doing things from a place of love, right, you're going to co-create more love in your life. When you can shift to doing things out of a place of abundance, you're going to create more abundance in your life, right? It's just the laws of the universe. That's how, it's fucking science. Like, that's how it works. You know, scientists actually study all of these things with quantum physics and the string theory and all of these things that are physicists and scientists study to try to understand the laws of the universe. They affect you as well, right? You're no different. You are part of this universe. And so the things that apply to the universe, those laws also apply to you. Right? Like attracts like. So who do you have to be? What states of being do you need to access to do the things that you need to do to show up consistency, like to show up with consistency, to have integrity and discipline, to really move yourself forward? What kind of person do you have to be? What kind of energy do you have to have in your body? How do you have to feel? Right? And when you can get into alignment of the person that you want to be in the face of endometriosis, you can start making decisions from that energy as that person, and you can really take aligned action and healing. And when you do that, you'll notice you'll finally have the energy and the mindset to sustain those physical changes and to find the right doctor and to do the physical things that are also needed in your healing journey. It's not just the physical or the mindset or the energetics or the spiritual. It's all of it. And you have the power inside of you to have it all, right? To have the life that you want to have, to be the person that you want to be. You have that power inside of you, but you have to make that choice. And that's one of the most beautiful things about being a human, is that we have the power of choice when we can sit back and be an observer of our life and notice, like, hey, I don't really like the stuff that I'm co-creating in my life right now. I don't like what's showing up. I don't really like the person I'm becoming. You have free will. You have the choice to make a different decision for yourself, right? To choose again and to get a better outcome, right? But when we don't understand this, right, and we don't do the healing that's necessary, the mindset, the emotions, this energetics, the spiritual, when we don't access those deeper parts of healing, we can continue to like live on autopilot. And unfortunately, like, our autopilot states of being that we constantly access are fear and sadness and grief and all of these like states that can, I call them autopilot states, right? Because they're really easy to access. And when you don't understand deeper healing and you don't understand the laws of the universe and you don't understand all of these things, you continue to choose these states of being that are going to keep you stuck. And when you can make change starting with, who do I want to be in the face of endometriosis? Right? You can start to be like, hey, I want to be a happy person. I want to be an abundant, a love-filled, joy-filled person despite my pain. Right? You can start to access those other states of being. Right? And states of being are just like your emotions, essentially. But the emotions are what supercharge the life that you're going to have and the life that you're going to create in the future. The emotions that you're accessing right now, the states of being that you're accessing right now, are creating your future. And the stuff that you have in your life right now is because of the states of being and the choices that you made in the past. Right? I'm not saying you created endometriosis. Nobody does that. Nobody deserves to have endometriosis. But how you decide to handle the challenges and circumstances that arise in your life, that is a choice. Right? And so when you can start taking aligned action as the person that you want to be, and you can access those states that much faster, right? Those emotions that much faster. You can start collapsing time around feeling better. And this doesn't mean no bad feelings ever, whatever. This is acknowledging and observing the emotions and feelings that are coming up and deciding and choosing if that's how you're actually wanting to feel, right? Because your emotions are valid, but they only last 90 seconds in our body, and anything after that is a choice, right? And so when you're feeling sad or upset or angry about something and you're living in that state for months, that's a choice. And when you can understand that, you can start collapsing time around feeling better. And I mean collapsing time by getting to where you want to be faster. right? This is how you make leaps and bounds in your healing journey. And this is how you can still stay in alignment when you have a shitty, pain-filled day, right? How you can have extreme pain and immense joy and pleasure at the same time. Because once you start doing this and you start collapsing time, you go from somebody who can't stand for 10 minutes to somebody who's running their own business and having more good days than bad in less than a year. Right? And it all starts with the energetics of who you actually want to be and the mindset work on how you talk to yourself. Right? Because the truth is that our thoughts do create our reality. It's proven quantum physics. It's proven by science. People have studied the laws of the universe for hundreds of years, and they've all come down to the same conclusion that our thoughts can physically change our outer reality, our inner reality, whether it be our body, our environment, our circumstances. Our thoughts can literally change and create our quantum reality. With quantum physics actually proves this. So how you fucking talk to yourself matters. The words you say to yourself matters. The questions you ask yourself matter. Right? You can have a completely different life in a year by just making small shifts like this. Right? When you cannot remove yourself from thinking that everything is happening to me in my life, and that my life is happening to me, and my chronic illness is happening to me, my pain is happening to me, you can step back and you can be the conscious observer of your life and the observer of things that are happening to you and the observer of your thoughts and your beliefs and your actions and your emotions. And you can start to see patterns and what got you to where you are right now and how to shift into alignment to be the person you want to be where you physically want to be in your life, whether that be how your body looks or what your job is like, how you feel, everything. Right? And this is why the mindset and the energetics and the spirituality and the emotions are so fucking important with healing. And I mean, I guess this goes for any kind of chronic illness, not just endometriosis. Right? Because when we finally become the observers of our life, that's when we can consciously begin to create the life that we want to have and get curious about where we are and where we want to go, right? And really lean into that and envision the person that we want to become is the start of that. So I would ask you, like, who do you want to become? What kind of person do you want to be? What kind of woman do you want to be? Outside of a woman that has endometriosis, what would your life look like if you could have immense pain and joy at the same time? Right? What's your life going to look like when your pain is managed? What kind of things are you going to be able to do? What does a happy life even look like for you? How can you begin to flourish in your life right now despite your pain? I would love for you to journal on all of those. Right? Because who do you have to be to do the things that you need to do to have the life you want to have? Right? Because the magic happens when you get clear on who you are. And when you finally get all of your desires, like, how is that going to benefit the world? Right? Because everything is possible when you interact with it. Every thought is possible. Every outcome in the future is possible when you start interacting with it. When you're the observer of your current reality and you start interacting with the possibility of the things happening in the future, it becomes a possibility, a true possibility. Right? So what if all the thoughts that you are interacting with are potentially coming to you right now? Wouldn't it be worth thinking, what if? What if my life was different? What if I had more good days than bad? Right? What if things can be different for me? Right? What if I was the woman that was happy all the time instead of angry? What if? It all starts with what if, and what if is the creation of magic, but it can also be the creation of hell. You know, we have positive what ifs, we have negative what ifs, and we have the power to choose which one we want to play with and interact with, right? Whatever you are interacting with is potentially coming to you. Wouldn't it be worth thinking the positive what if instead of the negative what if? Right? And really leaning into that person that you want to become starts with understanding who you actually want to be, right? Like, what if this moment is meant for me? Right? You can apply a positive force or a negative force to any situation to change it, and then look at what if, right? You can't just change the circumstance of having endometriosis. But what if this ends up being a story in hindsight? What if this is all happening for you? What if who you're going to become because of this thing happening to you, it's somebody that some children are going to look up to years from now, right? What if you could help another woman on her path to healing, all because you decided to look at the positive what if and decided to be the observer of your life and start to change things for yourself for the better? What if you are always creating? And so let me ask you, are you creating a life that you want? Because going back to the very beginning, this is a mistake that I see, is people not doing this deep inner healing and just letting life happen to them. They're not doing the mindset work, the emotionals, the energetic, all of the things that it takes to heal. And they're letting life happen to them. But you're always creating. And so is the life that you're creating right now a life that you want? I'm going to leave it there. And I'll catch you on the next episode of the Endo Babe podcast.
Oh, babe, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I had so much fun and I'm so fucking grateful for every single one of you. If you thought that this was helpful or you loved any part of this podcast, I would love, love, love for you to screenshot it and post it on Instagram at Chelsea Bree, ChelseaBri, and tag me. I would love to see what you're getting out of the episodes. It makes me so happy. I would also love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, because that just helps other wonderful endo babes find me as well. I adore you, and I believe that you don't deserve to feel like shit. You deserve to have a normal life despite endometriosis. So I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you on next week's episode of the Endo Babe podcast.